winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello everyone, welcome to the recap of the season premiere of Supergirl. Sorry this is coming to you the morning after, but I got busy last night, so and this isn't going to be a long recap. I'm just going to say a few things. The stuff I liked was Carla was grieving over Mar-El. That took up most of the episode. That was pretty handled pretty well. Alex and Maggie planning their wedding. Again, handled pretty well. We met Morgan Edge in the Supergirl Earth in the Eververse. So that was pretty cool. The last we saw him, the live-action Morgan Edge was in Smallville. Season 3, I believe. Yeah, pretty good stuff. Anyway, yeah, so he's against Catcall this season, which is pretty cool. They not bought Catcall towards the end of the episode. I liked that. So we're going to get more Lena and Carla scenes. I'm loving their friendship. I think their friendship is so good, which is only going to hurt more when it eventually ends, because, you know, Lena Luthor, or Luthor. But I really like Lena Luthor in this show. What else? Maggie and Alex are planning their wedding, but Alex doesn't really want a wedding because she's upset because if they have a wedding, she can't have her dad walk her down the aisle because her dad is a fugitive. So that's pretty upsetting, but whatever. I mean, they talked about it, they worked it out, and now Alex is going to have Sean Jones walk her down the aisle, which I love. I mean, talk about a good relationship. You know, Supergirl, I will say, I think Supergirl has missed relationships on any of the, maybe not, but their relationships, sexual, familial, whatever, they're really good, friendship. The only weakness for the episode I had was the villains. I already forgot it. I already forgot them. I watched the episode last night. It was so minor. I already forgot what they did. But whatever. I mean, this episode was about Carla getting over Mar-El, and I think they handled that wonderfully. Also, a note. If you go into this episode expecting a lot of Lois from Smallville showing up, don't. She shows up at the very beginning of the episode, spoiler alert, for 10, maybe 20 seconds. That's it. I'm like, really? That's the build-up? Why? Well, I'm hoping she comes back for more this season, but I felt ripped off with that. But that's just me, because I'm a big fan of Smallville. If, I said it before, and I'll say it again, if there was no Smallville, I don't think we even have the Eververse as we know it right now. Okay, I mean, that's my biggest problem with the episode. not in the village, but the good stuff really outweighed the bad stuff. James is running cat and is the manager head of Cat Call. That Cat Grant is in politics now. Sure, that's fine, whatever. Win is still win. I mean, everyone thinks it's pretty cool. On a scale from 1 to 5, I give this premiere a solid. I'll give it a 4. It could have been a little better, but overall, I really, really enjoyed it. So that would do it for my Supergirl season premiere recap. I'll be back a little later today, or maybe tomorrow, for the recap of The Flash and Legends. I don't know if I'm going. Anyway, I'll figure it out. But until then, this is Ben. I'll see you next time.